This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 183. Warning! Stay away from this IELTS forum.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we'll expose an IELTS forum for its bad answers and bad strategies, and we'll show you what to do instead of relying on free IELTS forums for your 7 or higher. If you have used our podcast to increase your IELTS score, send it to a friend who is also taking the IELTS exam and who is struggling. Choose your coolest friend and send our podcast to your friend. Let's share IELTS energy, guys. Thanks so much for sharing the show. What's going on, Jessica?
Hey, Lindsay, how are you doing in summery Boston?
Sunny and warm Boston in December. Well, it's an experience. That's all I have to say.
It's crazy. You know what is crazy? Today makes it 23 days straight of rain in Portland.
Oh my gosh. I would just be like ready to jump off a bridge if I were you. I'm glad you're still with us, Jessica.
Well, we have many beautiful bridges to choose from, so that is not a problem.
Oh, geez.
And the Willamette River that runs through the middle of Portland. You know how, like, usually rivers and cities, not so clean. Like, you do not want to swim in those rivers.
Right.
But the Willamette, for a city river, it's actually super clean. So.
Really?
I'm just saying, a lot of good points.
Good to know. I think I'll just stay out here in Boston. I'll be just fine.
Wearing your, like, shorts and t-shirts. Yeah.
My cutoffs. Jorts, jean shorts, gotta love them.
So in our last episode, we said that today we would talk about some of these silly and ridiculous and highly entertaining student forums about IELTS.
I love it. Yeah, I can't wait to dig into this. Again, guys, a word to the wise. This is going to be a proof point for why you guys really should not be going to these forums to get your questions answered. I mean, you can look around in the forums, but you need to be very careful about whose advice you're taking. Right. I mean, we've seen examples of people answering questions here and they'll say, by the way, I'm not an examiner and I'm taking the exam for the first time. Why would you take advice from someone who's a student who has never taken the exam? Like, why would you listen to that person?
It's so ridiculous. So Lindsay and I actually went through a few different forums, to really, really try and figure out which resources were good or not. And, you know, some of these forums, they're not just student forums. You know, they, like, these questions are answered by IELTS examiners, by, you know, people that know what they're talking about. So, you know, you could look at your resources and judge if it's correct or not. But if they're answered by students, guys, no. Okay, so... We just picked out this one question thread to talk about today. So the question is about, let me give you where we found it first. So it's on AIPPG.net. The reason why I'm just like, we're outing this site, the reason why I'm telling you what we're looking at, firstly, to validate what we're talking about. So, you know, we're not just making stuff up. You know that we always are very honest and transparent with you guys. And secondly, this is like we said, there are some good forums. Guys, stay away from this forum, okay? All I'm seeing here are students answering other students' questions and giving wrong information. So,
okay, interesting. So this particular forum tends not to have examiners answering the questions. Is that right? You're not seeing any examiners on that forum?
That I've seen. Exactly. So, I mean, guys, if you have used this forum and found success with it, you know, let us know. Okay. Like we can have another episode about which parts are good and which parts are bad. Like, that's fine. But what I'm looking at now was like one of the first threads that came up. right? So this is one of the most popular ones. It's something that students are reading. And it's full of terrible advice. Okay. Oh, so the question is about, time management on IELTS. And we know that this is a big topic. So we know that students are going to read this, right? This first answer that I'm looking at, I'm just scrolling through now. It's seriously like enormous. This must be like 1,000 words in like this first answer. And some of the advice is okay, I guess, but it's kind of logical. But the part that really bothers me is when this person says, to begin with, do not worry if you do not finish the tests. Like, what? What are you talking about?
That's weird.
Remember, the test is designed to measure candidates over a range of scores from 0 to 9. Yeah, that's true. Even native English speaking people would be unlikely to complete every listening test answer perfectly and finish the reading test a long time. Okay, well, that grammar is horrible. Anyways, and okay, I mean, we've said that you need strategies to finish the reading test. Like, for even native speakers, they need these strategies. That part's true. But on the listening test, guys, native speakers, of course, they're going to get a 9. Nothing on the listening test is going to be difficult for a native speaker. So that's wrong. She's saying that don't worry if you don't finish the tests.
That's weird. That's weird. I mean, to me, this advice is distracting from the main point that we really need to know, which is we need to hone in on strategies, right? Mm-hmm. If someone just says, oh, don't worry, you don't need to finish it, it's going to give you this false sense of security. That's just not true. It's not based in any truth.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's also about, setting expectations and motivating yourself with these expectations. If your expectation is to be average or below average, like, you are not going to succeed, right? It's like some of these people that are like, you know what? I can't get A's in school. I'm okay with C's. Then you're never gonna get past that. And then you're setting yourself up for seriously a life of failure. Like, if you're just like,
exactly. You should have high expectations. That's why, you know, that's why I'm always appreciative of, like, when your family has high expectations for you as a kid. I mean, for me, my parents had high expectations for my grades and my teachers. And you want that. You want people who are expecting you to succeed, because then you will rise to the expectations.
Exactly. And we always tell our students in our course, and we encourage the students in our course, to set your goals high. Aim at the highest score. Aim for a 9. You know, aim for an 8. Mm-hmm. Like, set your goals even higher than what you actually need to achieve. And you're motivated to challenge yourself. It's all about challenging yourself to improve, or you're not going to improve.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah. So that answer is completely false, you guys. Of course you need to try and finish. Yeah. You know, my advice is, if you are in this situation on the test where you see you're running out of time, and you're on the reading test and you don't think that you're going to be able to find, you know, the last 3 questions or whatever, you still have to answer, guys. Use your educated guess. If you're looking for an answer for more than a minute, okay, and you can't find the answer, go ahead and skip it and go to the next question. And then if you get to the end of the test and you realize, oh my gosh, like, I don't have time to go back and answer these 2 questions that I couldn't find, then guess. Use your best educated guess, because you know what? If it's wrong, you're not going to lose points. And that's where this person is giving you the bad advice. You need to answer everything, because you're not going to lose points for wrong answers. Okay. So you might as well just use your best educated guess. Okay. So that's the correction for that advice. Let me read you this next answer, because it's hilarious. Okay.
Okay.
And for some reason, the person is talking about vocabulary and not timing. I don't know. Maybe they are reading the wrong response. Okay. So this person says, for learning vocabulary, that is better that you focus on sentences, not just words uniquely. When you learn and memorize words in sentences body, you can found their best placement on the sentences. Okay. So, I'm not even going to finish reading this, because hopefully I know our listeners are smart enough to realize that that grammar and vocabulary are just so bad, it doesn't even make sense. Right. Like, it's preventing, and this is something that you're scored on the test. If your mistakes in grammar and vocab are so bad that they prevent meaning from coming through, then that's when your score goes down. If you focus on, like, the All Ears English message, connection, not perfection, you're still going to get a 6. As long as I can understand what you're saying, even if you have mistakes, you can still get a 6, right? For vocab and grammar.
I like that.
But this person, I can't understand what they're saying.
I mean, it's clear that this person would not get the score that's needed to live the dream life. So why would we take advice? If our dreams matter to us, and I always say this, but I think it's important to reiterate this, because this is why our students, our listeners are listening to this podcast. If this life of freedom matters to us, that we're envisioning ourselves in Canada, in Australia, then why would we try to save a couple $100 by taking advice from these people who have never taken the test, who can't even string together a sentence? Why would we do that?
And if you even see that that is one of the responses posted, that whoever is the administrator for this site, right, they're not taking down bad posts. There's nobody checking this stuff, you guys, basically.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, right? That's a good point. That's the problem with forums, right? People don't really monitor them for the correct advice. It's just a free for all.
Like on some of the forums, like IELTS Buddy, for example, IELTS Network, I do see that those are closely monitored. And I do see that a lot of the responses are by people actually running the site, you know, like, so that's, those are different cases. I'm not seeing these like horrible answers. Okay. So let me get to the last one here. I promise this is the last one. So it is answering the question actually about, controlling timing on the reading test. And it says, if you have three passages with questions, divide the 60 minutes that you have into three parts, but not equal parts. The passages are of various difficulty. So first look at them. To the most difficult, assign 25 minutes. To the least difficult, assign 15. And you will have 20 minutes left for the last passage. And then this last part. Write the time when you should stop answering each passage's questions so that you'll know when you have time to move on. Write it in the booklet. I know this. Well, you know what? Honestly, like, this could be from a teacher who just is a bad teacher, because I could see this being like a strategy teacher is teaching just to look like they know what they're doing.
I was going to say, it sounds like someone came up with kind of an impromptu strategy, but it sounds like it hasn't been tested against the actual exam, right?
Exactly, because this is such a waste of time, you guys. I mean, the question is about timing. Timing is important. You don't have any time to waste. Okay. Even this strategy is going to steal at least 5 minutes from you, you know, and those 5 minutes are crucial. You need all the time you have. So don't waste your time looking at the clock and writing out calculations. And this is like, this strategy is asking you to look at all three passages first and then think about what's difficult. Okay. First of all, the last passage is always the most difficult. Done. Like, it's, you should know this. You shouldn't waste your time on stuff like this.
Some students waste years and years and take the exam 10, 15 times and never get the score they need. But when you have the smart strategies that can get you that 7 or higher, your future opens up to you. Guys, you can get started with our free 3-part video class now. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider. That's allearsenglish.com/insider and get started today. Yeah. And even if this were a good strategy that actually worked, you're going to read the next thread and get another strategy. And then which strategy are you going to follow? And then you're just going to leave the forum completely confused, guys.
Exactly.
That's why you need to be in a system that gives you one strategy that has been tested, that has success stories that you can follow, and you need to block out everything else. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Exactly. I know that. I mean, it's such a good example of the kind of strategies you get from teachers who don't know the test, right? Because they're just making stuff up to sound to sound like they know what they're talking about, to sound like someone you could trust. And, you know, if you're a student and you don't know IELTS and you face a teacher like this that tells you this stuff, it seems like you could trust it, because it seems like, you know, like, oh,
right.
Yeah, there's like numbers and steps
numbers,
to follow.
Yeah.
But right. Like, oh my God, this is going to hurt your score, not help you. It's not only not helpful, but it will actually decrease your score because it's stealing your time. So, I mean, everything in our course, guys, there's no strategy in our course that sounds this confusing, because it does sound confusing.
It doesn't need to be confusing, right? Because when you, as we've said before, when you have a depth of understanding that you have, Jessica, on this exam, you know how to simplify it, right? And it sounds like this teacher or whoever this person is, hasn't spent enough time around the exam to simplify a strategy to make it easy.
Exactly. And I mean, geez, even if you're, you know, if you don't have examining in your background and you're teaching the exam, don't you think you're going to try out your strategies with a practice test first before you teach them? Yeah. Like, that's shocking. Like, this, it's ridiculous. It doesn't even make any sense. Okay. So the point today, guys, is, well, know your resources, first of all, because like we said, there are some good forums. But having said that, I mean, don't waste your time looking at these five different forum websites to figure out what's good and what's bad, reading through individual questions and answers. It's not cohesive, and it's not a cohesive study plan, and they don't take the place of a course. Right?
No way. No way. Because again, even if these did work, if they were good strategies, where's the practice? Right? Mm-hmm. Where are the lectures to really help you understand the strategy? Are you just going to go out and try to use that paragraph, that slight small description? How are you going to use it? How do you implement it?
Right? You can't go to the forum and like, even if the answer is good and it is from, you know, someone that works at the site, they're not going to give you a worksheet to practice that strategy. They're not going to provide you with a practice test or a study plan or a recommendation for what to do tomorrow to improve your specific scores. Like, none of that stuff. I mean, and all of those things you get in our course, none of those things you're going to get on a forum.
It's a progression, right? I mean, for example, in our writing module, I don't know how many video lessons we have, Jessica, but there's probably at least 30 videos in there. It's a step by step. You need to go through each step to build your skills and build your house. And at the end, you get to the practice test and then you see your results. But no one's giving you this on these forums, guys. And it's going to come out in your score. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we value our vision and we want to go for this life of freedom, then let's invest. Let's be smart about how we do it.
I mean, we see quite a few students come to us that have already made this mistake, right? They've already wasted a year of trying to look at forums and preparing on their own and going to a language school and enrolling in a class with a bad teacher. They've wasted all that time, all that money. They're another year away from their goal, right? Because they've wasted it. And we get a lot of students that really they could have just, you know, instead of wasting that whole year, they could have spent it with us and already been in Canada, already been in university,
That's right. Oh my God. It's so clear. But this has been a really good topic, Jessica. And I'm looking forward to digging into a couple more of these forum answers in other episodes. But I'm glad we're just kind of warning our listeners here a little bit to show some concrete details about what actually happens in some of these forums.
Yeah. So stay away from AIPPG.net. That's my last advice. Just stay away from there.
You got it. All right, Jessica, this has been great. Thanks for your wisdom. And we will see you back here, same time, same place tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.